Keep preguntando, pero
So there's unlimited, Gurudev's glories are unlimited. There's no end to his glories. We can spend days and days speaking about Srila Gurudev's glories. It's been, by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, it's been a tradition that we have been always offering Puspanjali to his lotus feet. Because Vaishnava Charitra Sarvada Pavitra. The life of the Vaishnavas is the most purifying, the katha about their life is the most purifying thing in our lives. So by listening to his Harikatha, listening to all his teachings and everything, then we can actually become purified. Srila Gurudev glories are completely beyond our capacity to glorify him. Yet, when one does an attempt to glorify Sri Gurudev, then as a service, then one himself becomes purified. One time, Srila Gurudev, he was in Brazil, and he asked one devotee, "Oh, you're gonna speak Harikatha." And he's saying, "But I don't know anything, Gurudev. I have no quality." And saying, I don't want to speak." And then Gurudev saying, "I'm giving you order. You just follow my order. Doesn't matter if you don't know anything. Gurudev gives you order, then you just follow order, and then everything will come. This is the most glorious thing about being a disciple, just because, oh, this is. I'm disciple of a great guru, that is not enough. One actually has to follow his instructions. So that's one of the first teachings that Gurudev gave to my life when I was trying to seek shelter of a pure spiritual master. I had in my heart I wanted to go and take mantras from Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj, who at that time he was like 100 years old already. Very senior Vaishnav, and I had this big desire to, like, oh, I also want to take mantra from a pure devotee. Like, I miss Srila Prabhupada, I miss all these things, but now this pure devotee here. So I had a desire to take, but I realized, at that time also, Bhakti Mara Puri Maharaj, he was already not giving so much darshan or anything, he was already more in absorbing his lila. So in one sense, it was in my heart, I was like, oh yeah, I'm taking, but who's gonna give me siksha? Who's gonna give me instructions? I'm taking mantra from pure devotee, but if not following, nobody giving instructions, then how possible advancing? And then by Gurudev's mercy, I'm meeting him when he's in his tour coming down to Miami. And then at that time, after seeing him, I understood, like, wow, there's more pure devotees in this world. I've seen Gurudev, and it's an indescribable thing to see a pure Vaishnava. And then my heart was conflicted. I came to Gurudev and said, "What to do, Gurudev? I have in my heart desire to go take mantra from Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, but now I'm seeing you, and now I'm very conflicted because I'm very attracted to you." And then Srila Gurudev, he says, "Oh, there's no difference between me and him. You can come to me." So then this is the tattva of guru. Guru is only one. Nityananda, Akanda, Akanda tattva. It's guru tattva is all coming from the same line, directly from Nityananda Prabhu, and they're all giving this same instruction. So one is connected to the Guru Varga, all these pure devotees anywhere. It's like touching a electric cable. It doesn't matter where you're gonna touch it, you're gonna get electricity. So it's just one needs to be connected to this pure line. And then by the mercy of Srila Gurudev, then I was able to also be able to take his, listen to his siksha, his instructions, and actually understand more what is the meaning of taking shelter of Sri Guru. And Gurudev, he had very, he was extremely available to everyone. Like, this is something different I saw from other groups, other Vaishnavas. You know, normally sannyasis, they were like, oh, very big, big, separate, you know, they have so many like facilities and everything. But Gurudev, very simple, just sitting and then just giving Harikatha to everyone. Even at that time when I was in Miami, there were like only 9 devotees like that, only few devotees, but Gurudev, no problem. He was like, regardless, he had so much compassion for jivas, and he was just, even if there were few devotees or many devotees, he didn't mind. He still was there just to follow the mission of his own Gurudev and fulfill the desires of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all our Guru Parampara. So he didn't mind anything. He didn't mind if you were coming from different spiritual masters, or if you were Mexican, Latin American, Bolivian, European, Chinese, Russian. He didn't see any of these things. Like yesterday we heard from Prabhuji, the Vaishnavas, they only see the soul. They don't see all these external coverings that we see. They can see who we are. They have this darshan. And that's why they can help us, because they know who we are. And anybody who has had the opportunity to have darshan of Srila Gurudev, they could see in those very, very deep blue eyes that he had, he completely penetrated everyone. Like completely, they go and went all the time, all the way inside your soul. Like whenever Gurudev saw you, it wasn't, you could see that he was looking directly at your soul. And like he said, he said, I only come to collect hearts. Because Gurudev was not interested in any of these mundane things of this material world. You could see he's quite simple. You can go in the mat in Mathura, so hot, and Gurudev didn't mind. He just had one wooden bed, you know. You know, you would think, oh, great Acharya, he should have at least one nice cushion, you know, and a nice bed, or more facility. But even this facility was built later, because before he was just staying in Tirtha Marsh room afterwards, but very like, not even attached bathroom there. Just imagine Gurudev going in, using the same bathroom as everybody, you know? So humble. He was so, like, Vaishnavata, Hisaralata, he's so simple you know, even though he's more than a king, he's more than worshipful to us, he did not take any of this external opulence. And even though, like we understand Vaishnavas, they attract so many people want to help, can give donations and everything, but they're never interested in these things. They're all just using Krishna's energy for Krishna's service. Just for his temples, for preaching, for prasadam, and all these things. But for their own personal things, they don't even take anything. So Gurudev was an example of this. He was really like complete Brajavasi. His wealth was his Harikatha. This is his treasure. And those who were fortunate to understand this, they understood. Gurudev emphasized so much in his Harikatha. He said, every time, also when he went to Bajor and went to the West and everything, he said, oh, this is most important. You want to attain greed, you want to attain bhakti, then you must listen to Harikatha. This is the only way. Otherwise, no Harikatha, then everything useless. You can have very delicious Mahaprasadam, you can have whatever, very nice drama, nice kirtan, whatever, but if you don't have ruchi for Harikatha, then nothing will come. So you must listen to Harikatha. Just give me your ears, give me your hearts for the next hour. Just completely absorb, and then you will get the maximum benefit. So this is Gurudev's speciality, his Harikatha, so sweet Harikatha. Never before, like in the West, never before even this, West and East also, never like we were hearing before how Srila Gurudev, he published so many Rasik Granthas, like Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govinda, you know, and things like this, so many beautiful granthas, and also he quoted, is it Krishnadas Kaviraj? I think he says that Govinda Lilamrita. He quoted all these things, and he said that some Vaishnava saying that those who are camels, they cannot taste these things. Camels, they just like to eat thorns. They think it's very tasty, but it's only their own blood that they're drinking when they're chewing the these thorns. But Vaishnavas, they're like the cuckoo birds. They're looking for all the sweet fruits. And those who are like crows and like that, they will not have taste for these things. So there's nothing to worry. Those who have taste, they will absorb in this beautiful katha of Radha and Krishna. And those who don't have taste, naturally they will not even come near. So then there's no fear, he said, of revealing all these things. So Gurudev was like this very sweet Rasik Vaishnav. So much, you know, touching everybody's heart and so simple. One thing also about Srila Gurudev is that he had so much Radha Nishta. You know, there's no Acharya like him. Any other Acharyas, no, even some other organizations, they say, oh, you shouldn't chant Radha Radha, you shouldn't don't do these things, this is not Gaudiya Math, you shouldn't read this stuff, ISKCON also, you shouldn't do these things and stuff like that. But Srila Gurudev, all the time, he just told us this. This is the only prayer I remember, even the first parikram he is. Shama Sundar Sikanda Sekara Smeraha Samurali Manohara Radhika Rasika Mam Kripanide Swapriya Charanam Kim Karim Kuru. He said, this is the only prayer you should ask Giriraj Govardhan, only prayer you should do. This is your only objective. Means you pray to the Lord, Shama Sundar, that if he's merciful, then he'll make you a maidservant of Srimati Radhika. This is the only prayer you should do. Don't ask for anything more. And this was his main prachar all over the world, everywhere. He says, like, this is your objective, this is your goal, this is everything for you. And yesterday we were hearing about Bhakti Puchapad Bhaktivedanta Tirikar Maharaj. And Tirikar Maharaj, he used to be like that all the time, poking him to get the honey out of him. He's all the time saying, oh, no, Giriraj, he's Vishnu Tattva, he's Balaram Tattva, he's Krishna Tattva. And then Gurudev said, no, he's Haridasa Bharya, he's servant. Otherwise, how can he in his caves, how can he see the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, all these things? So all the time, Tirikar Maharaj is pushing him and saying, no, Krishna is better. So that Gurudev says, no, Radharani is better. So all the time they had these sweet leelas with Pujapat Tirikar Maharaj, all the time pinching him to take out all his nectar to show how he's so much has deep Radha Nishta. And why is this? Because Srila Gurudev, he's a direct maidservant of Srimati Radhika, direct spiritual being coming here to this world, maidservant of her, to give us this mercy. So there's really unlimited Harikatha that we can say about Gurudev. But on this day, I'm just praying at his lotus feet. A few things that he actually ingrains in my heart, that desire to be able to follow his instructions. That's why he told me to come to him, which is follow his mood, you know, get absorbed in his Harikatha and understand really what objective of our life is and how we can really become servants of Sri Guru Vaishnavas, ultimately can serve the associates of Radha and Krishna, and ultimately maybe one day we can also serve under his guidance in Nityadham.
Om Jnana Timarandasya Girandana Salakaya Chakshulam Litam Nena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namo Vanchakavatrubhischakavisindubhiyavichapatitanampavanebhiyovashnavebhiyonamonamo Namo Mahavananya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaudatusenama Hey Krishna Karana Sindhu Dinaban Jagapate Govishagopika Kantarada Kantanamostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishavana Sutta Devi Pranamami Ripe Brindai Tulasadeva Pyake Suvasija Krishna Bhakti Pari Devi Satta Vachayana Monama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhanethi Ananda Shadvaita Guru Rashvasari Gauda Bhakti Vindam Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Ram Hari Ram 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 Hari Hari. First of all, for my respectful basis, beloved Guru Pat Pabaniti Lam Bishpachi Shma Bhaktantananga Swami Master Rupanu Gavar, all the assembled devotees. I'm just remembering one thing Pujpat Trivikram Raj used to say. Well, Gurudev would say Ram Ram Hari Hari, but Trivikram Raj was like Rama Rama Hari Hari. He'd be very particular to say Rama Rama. He'd sometimes correct people. It's Rama Rama, not Ram Ram. Because Gurudev was so absorbed when he do, you know, he'd get people to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And when he got to Ram, he'd be Ram Ram Hari Hari. Also, he liked Ram also. So, but anyhow, very beautiful to watch Gurudev, anything Gurudev doing, especially when he's saying Maha Mantra, then naturally eyes closing in Ram, Ram, Hari, Hari. So, but this relationship, cannot see Gurudev without Pujapad Trivikram Raj. They were very close, always together. Obviously, in the West, we had Gurupad Padma to ourselves, even the Deshis, not so much, only Madhav Maharaj. Pundarik, Wantu, Bus, and some Houston Wallace, and the rest. Then Gurudev's mood in the West, different from in India, actually. During because most were seeing Gurudev in Kartik Mas, then Gurudev very grave this time in the Holy Dham, Radha and Krishna's place. Gurudev saying every single square inch of Braj Bhumi, the gopis' footprints have been here, everywhere. So how is it? We come in with our baggage, not just our suitcases from the West, but our other baggage, anartas, so many things. All our anartas, all of our Western things, we're bringing passport, return ticket, and we're coming. What we're seeing in Vrindavan, oh, only pigs, pig, monkey, rickshaw wallahs, fighting with the rickshaw wallahs. But how is Gurudev's sing? His... we're lucky to come, Gurudev coming to the West, and he's bringing everybody to Vrindavan. So when he was in Vrindavan, his mood was very grave and more internal, has to be. And also then winter, so covering up, Gurudev like covered and wrapped. But then in his room also after, then the sun is up and it's warm, and Gurudev joking, laughing, wrestling with his disciples. Sometimes he's calling Bhai. He's calling his own disciples brother. Oh, Bhai, like this. How he only witnessing these things, but one lifetime maybe Gurudev call us Bhai. I can imagine this. And so many things we're seeing and witnessing in Vrindavan. The loving exchanges of Gurupad Padma with Pujapad Trivikram Raj and also with his disciples. But especially then at that time, because also Trivikram Raj, Avribhav just came. So it's all fresh. How was their very beautiful relationship and how they complemented each other like two jewels. They may say, Gurudev saying that there was After Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he left, and Param Gurudev, his Gurudev was saying that his affection for his disciples became more than his, before his affection was with his godbrothers. But then he got disciples, Srila Radhanath and Srila Vama Maharaj, Sajjan Prabhu, and then Gurudev, Gaur Narayan Prabhu. So then the affection came to them. And so some of his godbrothers, they left. They left him. And Gurudev says that then those three personalities, they became the pillars of the Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. They, very strong, Param Gurudev established the Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, also with Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Swami Maharaj went to the West, and some of Gurudev's disciples, godbrothers, they distanced, so only one or two staying with him. But then Gurudev and Pujapad Tirukar Maharaj, Pujapad Srila Vama Goswami Maharaj, they took all responsibilities. And Gurudev explains how he learned kirtan and preaching prachar from Pujapad Tirukar Maharaj. And Srila Vama Maharaj was doing all the books. So it was very beautiful to see these three personalities. They were together at the same time. Obviously, Prabhuji, long time with all three. How is the wealth and memories and samskars and relationship Prabhuji has. But he's telling us also to speak. But really, all wealth is with him. What to do? But anyway, we remember some things, and it was very beautiful to see Gurudev and especially Tirukar Maharaj together, because he would come from Navadvipa, and he would come to the and also give his Harikatha. And Prabhuji was saying how when he would close his eyes and offer his Jaidwani to speak, then he opened his eyes, everyone's gone. Because Gurudev would speak, everyone was there, and then Gurudev might leave sometimes after his Harikatha. And then Tirukar Maharaj was, Pujapad Tirukar Maharaj would speak, and it, but by the time he opened his eyes, only three or four people left. And then he would say, oh, all the Raganugas have gone. All the Raganuga Bhaktas have left. And he would like to make this, you know, sometimes he would say, oh, because Gurudev would speak very high things, Sneha. And I remember Tirukar Maharaj saying, oh, Sneha, what is Sneha? You can talk Sneha? Who has Sneha? You know, he was, just to himself, he's speaking, not to anyone. He's not saying to anyone, just in his own mind he's saying. So, and so very nicely, but Pujapad Tirukar Maharaj would take the side of Krishna, and then he would poke Gurudev. And you could see sometimes Gurudev was almost hurt, you know? It, like if someone criticizes us on Facebook or something, we're very painful. So in anyone defending Krishna over the side of Srimati Radhika, then, Gurudev, it externally trying to show, you know, but you could see, after one or two, then Gurudev was like, Gurudev would come. So this example has been given, like when you put a stick in a honeycomb and all the honey comes out. So Pujapad Tirukar Maharaj, he would poke Gurudev with some Krishna Katha. Mahaprabhu, he entered into black. He entered into Tota Gopinath. So Krishna won. Krishna is absolute. And then Gurudev would have to again establish Srimati Radhika. So this was always very beautiful. And I remember also at Deha Kund, we were there one time, and Gurudev and Tirukar Maharaj would sit together and talk Harikatha. Also everywhere, Talvan, many places, all Parakram places, then they're speaking together. And also Tirukar Maharaj, he's chanting Maha Mantra, no tone melody, but how is incredible sound vibration. These sadhus, they don't care for any worldly consideration. They're not absorbed. They're not looking in this way. Yet they're so attractive. They're not trying, like we try so hard to dress our bodies, to look nice, to pluck our eyebrows and put creams and polishes, and tilak must be absolute perfect, and then then we're walking around with these personalities. Tirukkar Maharaj, he used to even sew his own clothes. So he used to make a Swami hat. He had a Swami hat that he used to wear, which he made himself. So also then this personality, when you make something, then your personality is also in that thing, you know? So Tirukkar Maharaj's hat also was to one side and wobbly like this. So anyhow, so many these things we can remember, but their relationship was very special. So Gurudev in India, very grave, but also joking also with Tirukkar Maharaj and with his disciples and God brothers, all the moods present there. But in the West then Gurudev came, and he was more joyous. Sometimes he would say, like Gurudev would come to back from tour, and then he would arrive in Delhi, 1-2 days program. Then he would come to Vrindavan, Mathura, and then he'd speak. And then Gurudev's cough immediately would come back, you know. He would be coughing. And Gurudev would say, this is the mercy of Mathura Devi. This is Mathura Devi's mercy. Anyone living in Mathura, like I think Giri Maharaj was saying, oh, I've never stayed in Mathura, but I'm hoping here is like Mathura, but you cannot compare Mathura to Vrindavan, even in Gaudiya Math temples. This Mathura Devi, she has her own tattva, and anyone staying there a long time, they're getting this, you know, this little dry cough, you know, not as bad as COVID, but just something, and there's I read Gaur Gopal also, and now he's not here. But Gaur Gopal, he's always having this cough, many years, 12 years. So Mathura Devi, then Gurudev would say, as soon as I step on the plane to go to the West, then he can feel his health improving. So then Gurudev would get so many treatments in the West. Not that he's going for those things, but just automatically. Then his mood also more free. And with the disciples, he'd be very happy. Especially disciples of Swami Maharaj, they would come to him. So this was very nice for Gurudev. He liked all the disciples of Swami Maharaj. He helped everybody. And then his own disciples, many coming, all taking shelter of Gurudev. And before Gurudev came, we'd hearing many Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, but not met Gurudev. Then Gurudev, we're meeting Gurudev, and Gurudev saying, Sarva Dharma Prithyaga Mamikam Shanambara, and he's like, ugh! This Shabda Brahm, this transcendental sound vibration. You're hearing these slokas from a conditioned soul or devoted Kanishtha Adhikari like this. Okay. And we're all practicing, everyone practicing Mangalarti, book distribution, Kirtan, Harinam, everything going on. But Sudha Vaishnav, I mean, obviously we met Pujapad Gaur Govinda Swami. We met, but our Sukriti, we didn't recognize him. We couldn't recognize. I was also thinking, I need Western Guru at that time. I thought my material conditioning, I need Western Guru. Western Guru can understand Westerner, so I need Western. So I wasn't thinking, but then Gurudev came. Like you were on your way to Srila Puri Maharaj, I was on my way to a Videshi Guru. So really, Krishna, if you'd gone to Pramod Puri Maharaj, then no problem. But if I'd gone to Western Guru, Baba, who knows? Even Ashram Maharaj, he had 3 gurus before. He used to joke that he had 3 ISKCON gurus before he had Gurudev. One gone, second one gone, third one gone. And then Gaur Govinda Maharaj, you know. But then Gaur Govinda Maharaj left, so he needed some shiksha. So then Gurudev coming, helping everybody. Everyone all gone in wrong direction and this. But then Gurudev coming and speaking Shabda Brahm. So before you're practicing, but no pure devotee, then is like, okay, you're doing it. Something is there. But then Gurudev came, and he's giving Shabda Brahm. And then Ojiva is waking up. And Sankarshan Shakti. So many that were put through the juicer, you know, like sugar cane. Nice juice, they're putting in juicer, taking all the juice. Then, oh, you served here for so long? Okay, now is enough, and throwing out, not caring. So then those people were all scattered here and there, but then Gurudev came and they all, very nice opportunity again. So they came and Gurudev giving this Hari Katha. He's explaining Raganuga Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti, specialities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all those things we're hearing, so very nice to hear, but especially you're seeing Gurudev. This is like the prema is not just coming from the lips. The prema is coming from the eyes. Prema is coming from face. Prema is coming from the feet. Every pore of the body. So even when Gurudev would speak his Hari Katha, he would do these mudras. Not Shastric mudras, but just his hands would move like this, and everyone completely mesmerized. How Gurudev was a magician, magic man, very mystical. Yeah. Also, I think in some of these books, I think Rasik posted one of Gurudev's in England commentaries, and they have a picture of Gurudev when he was in Glastonbury, which is a place in England. Maybe one day Prabhuji will come to Glastonbury, I think, be very nice, because in England we take very highly this place. Some people even think Jesus came to Glastonbury. So many hippies are there. Stonehenge, this old temple, pagan temple, is also there. So then Gurudev came. When Gurudev came to this place, then he had his, you can see the picture there, he had his hood, hooded top. Those days he carried his danda in the early days. Danda was there. And of course Gurudev's eyebrow. Like, we know Krishna's eyebrows, how powerful is Krishna's eyebrows. Don't think Gurudev's eyebrows any less powerful. When Gurudev is showing any expression, this transforming everyone. So this picture you can see, Gurudev in England, in Glastonbury, in this place where people think is very sacred. But then for us, the perfection, Gurudev coming to that place, bringing his Hari Katha, and giving relationship to everyone. So automatically everyone came. Also, he wanted to go to the places of Swami Maharaj and get his foot dust. And then also they're giving difficulty. They're scared. How they're scared? We were in Australia and 1 year with Gurudev. And Gurudev, he was saying, do they say in that institution, do they say that the Gaudiya mat are just ringing bells? Do they say that? And I was in there, so I personally know, and I asked about the Gaudiya mat when I was a young bhakta. And they said, they're just ringing bells. Prabhupada said like that. Don't worry for them, they're just ringing bells in the temple. So I said, Gurudev, yes, definitely they're saying this. They said to me directly. He said, now I'm preaching and they're so scared. Well, this is the thing. He's on their computers, he said, they give warnings and propaganda not to go to Gurudev. So it's like in 10th canto, don't read 10th canto. Don't read about Rasalila. He said, what will be the result? Everyone will read. So when they say, he said, they're doing more advertising for me than I could ever do. Free advertising. Don't go to, they would say Narayan Maharaj, Srila Narayan Maharaj. Don't go to Gurudev. So then what happened? Everyone coming. They cannot, sort of like for free advertising. Anyhow, they give some difficulty. We didn't like, we're laughing a little now, but at that time they're very inauspicious. And Gurudev said, those people that stop the young devotees from coming to the Sudha Vaishnav, he said, Krishna will have to make a special hell for them. How is position? So, why you can't give an opportunity? So Gurudev would like this Sukracharya or in Bali Maharaj Leela, when he rejects his guru. So sometimes Gurudev would have someone speak some pastimes and he'd go, this is a good example when you can reject your guru. That we take shelter of we take shelter of guru, and then maybe your guru is not Mahabhagavat, there's no problem. So we understand our line is a, we also learned this from Gurudev. Our line is a line of Bhagavat, Mahabhagavats, Bhagavat Parampara. The line is Mahabhagavat. Srila Sridharmaya is saying zigzag line of truth. Where is Mahabhagavat? He's not necessarily coming in this line. If it's coming in the Pancharatric line, okay. That's if it also is Pancharatric, is also there. And your Diksha Guru is also high class Shiksha Guru. He can be two in one. He can be Diksha, he can give Shiksha. But if your Diksha Guru is not Mahabhagavat, he can be Kanishta. Gurudev, Prabhupada is saying this in this sloka of Dikshati, Krishnati Asagiritam Manasadriyeta. You know, the different levels of Bhakta. There in the Purport, he says, even a Kanishta Adhikari can make accept disciples. But the disciple will make very little progress because of the insufficient guidance. But then one has to take Shiksha. So we see here in Radhe Kunj, then who's Diksha Guru, who's giving Shiksha, you know, who is taking these roles. This is zigzag line. No, like Jiva Goswami, he's not taking any disciples. He's saying, you go here, you go there, you take from here, you go there. No problem. And he's just giving Shiksha. You know, so is it when we were raised young, we're very clear, oh, Diksha Guru, must get Diksha Guru. You know, we're all burning. When get Diksha Guru? But now the Vaishnavas, they're having this parakeya mood. They're not taking anything for themselves. They're using this Leela, if you like, this at this time. This is how they go.
What you are going to government school, institute. Then you are learning many things, nice. Then soon you will be prime minister. No problem. Nobody catching and complaining. Where to get but not looking. Look in your qualification and qualified you, then you will be prime minister. You will be just, you will be descended. Then this part is like his diksha. This diksha only ritual birth. After born, then this shiksha is necessary. And also, all time this is, I am speaking, many years I am hearing, one diksha is Brahman diksha. This is Gayatri, mother, Acharya, Diksha Guru, father. He is not Mahabhagavata, he is Kanishta. Then no problem. You take bath. After bath, you are going nice school, institute, nice Shiksha Guru Duniya, teaching you. So then, this is called Vaishnavi Diksha. One Brahman Diksha, this is not enough. Brahman Diksha, not Vaishnavi Diksha. And Vaishnavi Diksha, not Brahman Diksha. Teacher not give you birth. Father and mother give you birth. But you go in school, there not is your birthplace. But their birthplace what? Qualities. Your qualification. After you are qualified school, but this is not enough. You learning everything. But after, who is take care forever? Who has love and affection for us? Who is thinking about us? This is thinking. So this is called this Bhagavati Diksha. Any Mahabhagavata, he is looking soul, and soul for helping, soul for teaching, soul making qualified and offering this Krishna's seva for, and Krishna's with this making sweet relationship. And I am continuing our serving, and he helping every all way, power, force, love, affection, everything. I have many qualities, but I don't know how I'm using, where I'm using. When I'm receiving his guidance, then I'm lost. But this shiksha, with Bhagavad Guru, he is at a time everything, arranging or arrangement. So there is telling Diksha Guru Mahabhagavat, then he is also Siksha Guru here. Hearing at one taking Vaishnava Diksha. And all, no problem. Also he is Mahabhagavat God person. Then possible he will be my Bhagavad Guru also. Otherwise, anywhere to take a diksha, this is get birth Raman Diksha. Why? Following line, rule regulation, etiquette, bhaktis, all program, no continue following. But Krishna arranging Diksha Guru. My parents are thinking my children will be qualified. They are sending nice school. But many children are street bigger, poor. Then government helping. Government not helping, any other rich people helping. Everything giving. So anywhere, anyhow, I am came and meeting with this. Just now you are telling electricity line. This is single line, a double line, a triple line. This is not a portion. Power is there. There is power. But some places power is 40 watt, some 60 watt, some 100, some 1000, some more. But electricity. Ganga, Ganga. Ganga, Haridwar Ganga, Gangotri Ganga, Navadvip Ganga. This is special. But Ganga, Ganga. The same Kanishtha Adhikari is near taking mantra. This mantra Kanishtha Adhikari is not manifesting. This is not his own property. He has Parampara Mahabhagavata. He is collecting. He is not telling this is my mantra. You are not my disciple. I am taking my Guru's near, Mahabhagavata Guru's near. Now I am helping you. Like you are my brother. Like you my family relative. Like nephew, your uncle. I am helping. Why? You are not that time, father time, but you are my nephew, my brother's son. Then you are not meeting with elder, senior, but I am teaching you, helping you, I am giving this property. He is very kind. More than Mahabhagavata, this Kanishtha, he is more kind. He is telling, you are my disciple, there is problem. He is telling, I have sweet things, nectar things, I am giving in you. You are also respecting this all my Parampara Mahabhagavata Guru Varga. Then their mercy is coming. And then you are getting benefit and quickly will be qualified. So this is Kanishtha Adhikari, he is kindly helping these orphan people, givers. Also he is telling, I am not helping, I have reserve. Lot of I have reserve now. Then I am giving you. This is not his bad. This is his much better to nothing than something better than nothing. Also this line is coming after soon they qualified how? They respecting these Mahabhagavata Gurus and their mercies for crying and begging and chanting mantra. This mantra and mantra devata is not ordinary. They are helping. Sometime Diksha Guru not qualified than Siksha Guru, much qualified. Then they help you, help you. And no Siksha Guru also, and Shastra is Siksha Guru. Our Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sadhana Goswami, all books as is, the left and present is here. Guru Varga, they are gone? No, their books is present, when they are present. Rupa Goswami present, Guru Varga present. Then I am not controlling, you are only reading my books. You are reading these Guru Varga books. Then you are realizing, understanding. No understanding, you are praying and begging, then they give you realization, feelings giving. But these things, Parampara has, like many Girasthi Guru. After our Goswami is, many family members is giving diksha. Like Bimbiari Goswami, like Jodhurandana Acharya, Borlama Acharya, many, many. But Mahaprabhu not telling, why not you taking diksha in Sanyasi Acharya? Brahmachari is near to Why you taking the picture? Guest is near to Mahapushanu. Then if you are doing bhajan, he is great. He is scholar. He is near to taking shelter, take shelter, and he is helping. No, parampara helping. All people helping. Why they take responsibility? You are coming our line. You are doing tilak. Your neck be swearing. That day, you are coming Mahapur line, following a Kapisi. Then Mahapur sending Mahabhagavata. And where? I cannot see, but they look at me. They help me. Therefore, don't be aware.
So when Gurudev's when Srila Gurudev preaching, then out of humility, and he's not saying take shelter of Guru, sometimes he would have Madhav Maharaj speak, then Madhav Maharaj, Gurudev would speak Harikatha, and he almost getting to this point, he should accept Guru. Sometimes Gurudev sang, but many times he's having Pujapad Madhav Maharaj say, one should take shelter of Guru, surrender to Guru. A Gurudev humble, he's not saying. So he's giving someone else to say. But Gurudev would say, if one does not have Guru, then he should pray to Baladev Prabhu. You know, because this Akanda Guru Tattva is one tattva. All is Nityananda Prabhu. All is Baladev Nityananda Prakash. This manifestation of Lord Nityananda. So we should, sometimes it, as conditioned souls, we think, oh, this personality, this Guru, that Guru. But they're seeing one Guru. Only one Guru. He is in charge. He is arranging everything. Gornitai, they arrange everything. What am I doing? I try and serve, but really it is big. This mission is Mahaprabhu's mission, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Everything's going on. So they see this one Guru. So Gurudev is saying, if you don't have Guru, then pray to Baladev Prabhu. And if you have Guru, he's saying at least should be like Madhyam Madhyam is good. Madhyam Madhyam Adhikari. Then Krishna also will arrange pure high class association. So this was there. But for us, because Gurudev was like Radha and Krishna, Mahaprabhu, two in one, is auspicious for us. We had Gurudev was doing two in one. And and now we see how is this Parakeya moon, how Vaishnavas, they don't want anything to come in the way of their relationship with their Guru Maharaj. Because we see when someone has disciples, then their affection, like when a husband and wife marry, their affection is there, then they have baby, then all the affection goes to the baby. And then the husband is like, oh, my wife used to love me, but now she loves the baby. And then, oh, no luck. So the Guru, his affection going to disciples. So then, if my relationship is with my Guru and my love is going there, then why my love should go down there? But naturally, they're also helping. So we see now next generation. Before 2010, what everything now is 21. So time is not stopping for anybody. And by Gurudev's mercy, so many more, they're coming and they're taking shelter. So anyway, naturally, these things are going on. But Vaishnavas, they're somehow or other trying to be Nirupeksha and having everything going on, but very hard. So we're seeing that Gurudev also, he left. And Gurudev also saying, like Prabhuji saying, that if you're not with Sadhu, then you read the books. And then you think, I'm sitting with Raghunath Das Goswami, Manashiksha. Now I'm sitting with Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Pad. And those books are non-different from them. And like person Bhagavat, book Bhagavat. So anyhow, we don't doubt that Gurudev's line is continuing, and his jewels that he's given, also they shouldn't, like Gurudev would say, I don't want my books to stay in cold storage, like in the warehouse. They're just there and no one's touching. So Gurudev would always be very happy that his books are being distributed. So during his tour, he would be very happy. They make announcements that this so many books have gone, and Gurudev also saying, I also want Swami Maharaj books to be distributed. So this line is continuing both in terms of Shastra and book publication, book distribution, also Harikatha, and the speciality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the speciality, the Gauravani, these specialities, and what is Raganuga Bhakti, all very fine, even Tat Tat Bhav, Ichamayi, Kamanuga, all these things no one had heard. But Gurudev coming, and just in a few years, everyone, then they know, oh, what is Manjari Bhav, what is Kinkari? No one heard Kinkari. Oh, what is Kinkari? Oh, all these new words. And no one had also even taste for Radha and Krishna so much. Oh, Lord Shiva this, and Hanuman, and Lord Ram, and Ganesh, and Jagannath. No one one-pointed. So Gurudev then taking all and making one-pointed Radha Krishna, and moreover in the Madhurya Ras, and given the speciality of this creeper. I'll finish with this one thing. One time we were in Italy, and Gurudev, when there were Swami Maharaj Prabhupada disciples, then he would give his katha of, oh, Swami Maharaj sent me cartels, Swami Maharaj sent me Murdanga, Swami Maharaj sent me Para and Burfi. You know, and we'd heard this katha so many times, you know. Like when we go to a Hindu temple, you get the Sanatana Dharma lecture. So devotees, they wanted more nectar, but anyhow, this one time we're hearing again, you know, for the 10, 12, 15 time, this Prabhupada sent me cartel, Prabhupada, and we're like, oh, it's going to be another hour of Prabhupada cartels and Burfi. And we're sitting there, all of a sudden then, Gurudev transformed everything. And he started to talk about this Tamil tree. He got somehow or other, he'd gone from Burfis and cartels. Then within 5 minutes, he was talking about how there's a black Tamil tree. And that black Tamil tree is embraced by one creeper. And then on the creeper is the many leaves. And the leaves are shaking. And then also on the leaves are the manjaris. On the creeper, also the flowers, the manjaris. And then so he's explaining that Krishna is the Tamil tree and Srimati Radhika, she is this creeper, and the Sakis are the leaves on the creeper, and then the Manjaris are the flowers. So there's how Gurudev took can go in 5 minutes from Burfi and cartel to the groves of Vrindavan. And he's saying that the leaves and the Manjaris are shaking on the Tamil tree, saying, don't touch, don't touch. The creeper is embracing the Tamil tree. So Radhika is embracing Krishna. The leaves, they're shaking, sometimes touching Krishna, sometimes not touching Krishna. And the manjaris are just shaking, don't touch Krishna, don't touch Krishna. So how beautiful Gurudev transformed everyone's dry hearts and saturated us all in Braj Prem. So we pray to him today, every day, that we can remember these pastimes and this Leela Katha, that we can also enter into that place that Gurudev's pathway is given to us.
Mandeham Shigruvaram Shirupanu Gapravaram Brajaras Rasikancha Narayanam Tamprapanam Namo Sajana Sivakasa Jana Pristaya Bhutale Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Bamana Iti Namine Majrada Pikatorani Gogovardhana Sivaka Mriduna Kusumada Pi Bhaktivedanta Trivikrama Bancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindubya Ivacha Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer limited sasananavat pranams. The lotus feet of Paramaradhyatam Guru Pad Padam Tilil Prishtam Vishnu Padas Totra Satsyamat Shri Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, our most beloved Shri Gurudev, the same Alimta Sasang Nalvat Pranam, the lotus feet of our most worshipful Shri Rupanuga Gauriya Guru Varga, and Dhanavat Pranam, all Vaishnavas, all Vaishnavis. So yesterday was the most auspicious appearance of Paramaraj Shri Bhaktivedanta Trivikram Goswami Maharaj. Try to offer some Puspanjali at his lotus feet and speak something on the relationship it was shared among these three God brothers, which Shri Gurudeva taught that this is ideal relationship, example to be followed throughout all Vaishnavas, throughout all the world. So one time during Navadip Dham Parikrama, Shri Trivikram Goswami Maharaj was the first personality to give Harikata. During Navadip Dham Parikrama, they used to perform this parikrama together. And during this Vrajamandal Parikrama, Srila Bhamana Goswami Maharaj, he would remain Navadip Dham, and here Gurudev used to perform along with Srila Trivikram Goswami Maharaj. So I asked the translation to help me a little bit. So during this time, during Navadip Dham Parikrama, one time Srila Trivikram Goswami Maharaj started speaking, and in his Harikata, he said that if Srimati Radhika is the most beloved of Krishna, why is that Krishna, he leaves Srimati Radhika and go play with Chandravali? And he started glorifying Chandravali so much during his Harikata. And then our beloved Srila Gurudeva, he became transcendentally angry. He was very upset. And his face was becoming red, and he was waiting when the time will come for me to speak. Because Trivikram Maharaj used to do these things just to assist Gurudev in more and more in revealing his own mission. So Srila Gurudev, when the mic came to Srila Gurudev, Gurudev told, during this Navadvip Parikrama, 1 week only Radha Tattva. And for 1 week he only spoke on the glories of Srimati Radhika. Because without Radha Tattva, then how can we have the relationship with Srimati Radhika? It's only by Tattva Gyan that Sambandha Gyan will develop. And this is a speciality of Srila Gurudev. He came to reveal to us the process of Raganuga Bhakti and to give us eternal relationship with his Swamini, Srimati Radharani. So in this way, we can see that Srila Bhaktivaibhav Puri Goswami Maharaj, he used to stay in Sevakunj, that was his main temple. And he told that even I'm living here in Sevakunj, very close to the Lila Stali, the place where Rasa Lila took place, but still I do not open glorify this Rasa Lila. I do not speakly open about Rasa Lila. But Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, he's especially empowered by Srimati Radhika. What to say of Vrindavan, Srila Narayan Goswami Maharaj, he is revealing the glories of Rasa Lila to the whole world. So this great Mahabhagavat, he is telling that our Gurudev is empowered by Srimati Radhika to reveal these things. So in this way, we can see that as Gurudev's Harikata would become higher and higher, Srila Trivikram Maharaj used to say, what you are saying? You saying gopi gopi, they only thinking Mary, Mary, when I will be Mary. What they can understand of what we are saying? He used to say, no one is qualified to understand what Narayan Maharaj is saying. He used to speak like that. Sometimes in front of Srila Bhamana Goswami Maharaj. So many lilas we used to hear during Brajmandal Parikrama about their relationship. As Harikata is going higher and higher, then Trivikram Maharaj, he used to sleep. And as it goes more high, more he's sleeping. And when Gurudev go all the way, you know, he's starting Shraddha, but he's going all the way to Mahabhav. Then one come to Mahabhav, then Trivikram Maharaj, he's snoring. And he's putting his head on the table and he's snoring so loudly. And Gurudev look to him and say, oh, he's just pretending to be sleeping, but he's hearing each and everything. And then he would wake up, and then he would try to defeat all the arguments of Srila Gurudev and take the side of Krishna and explain Krishna's godliness, Krishna's Bhagavata. And then Gurudev says, see, he is hearing each and everything. He's not sleeping. Otherwise, how he could give all these contra-arguments? So it's a very sweet time when we hear such a things. Wish I could one day be there during this time under the guidance of Vaishnavas eternally, but witness these pastimes which they have shared amongst themselves. So, Trivikram Maharaj, he used to speak more from the angle of Bhogavad. He used to destroy the material enjoyment of the jivas. He used to speak about anartha nivritti. He used to say that as long as anartha are present in the heart, then one can never understand this very high class of transcendental reality. So he used to explain Swarup Brahma, Asatrishna, Ridoya Dorbalya, Aparad, the four types of Swarup Brahma, illusion about our identity, illusion about of who is the supreme absolute reality, who is Maya, what is sadhana and what is the goal. There are four types of anarthas in Asatrishna, which are taste for impermanent attainments, like the desire for gross material enjoyment, the desire for going to the heavenly planets, the desire for attain mystical perfection, the desire for impersonal liberation. All these things we have to know, otherwise we will go in the wrong direction. We have to see these things within our heart and we have to give them up. So also there is Ridoya Robalya, weakness of heart. Most prominently are kam, lust, and also kutinati, kapat, hypocritical behavior, duplicity, matsarya, envy. And also there is aparad, different forms of aparad is there. Vaishnava aparad, nam aparad, seva aparad, dham aparad. So he would be very concerned for these things. Because if one does these aparads, if one give chance for these anarthas, especially if you want to commit aparad, everything will be, it will be destroyed, especially Vaishnava aparad. So he was very concerned for that. And what he used to do, he would destroy these anarthas from the root. If he would see any anartha in the heart of anyone, he would destroy it. So I request the translation to a little less, please. So that was his seva. And he used to say that just like there is iron and magnet, the jiva, the nature of the jiva is to be attracted to Krishna, because the jiva is eternal servant of Krishna, jivera sarupahai krishner nitya das. Just the magnet is naturally attracted by naturally attracting the iron. But if that iron is coven with so much dust, then what happened? That magnet is trying to attract, but the iron will not come. Because there is a layer which is not allowing that the function of attraction to take place. So he used to say that if anarthas are being destroyed, then automatically one be attracted to Krishna, because it's the natural, it's the eternal nature of the jiva. So he used to speak from this angle. And Srila Gurudev, he used to say that if there is a bucket, and if you want to remove the air of the bucket, what will you do? You put water in the bucket, and all the air automatically go. So there are so many anarthas in the heart of the jivas, but if you infuse the heart of the jivas with Krishna Leela, especially with Braja Leela, then that will be no place for any anartha. Anarthas, they will run very, very far. Whatever Krishna Leela is there, anarthas cannot remain. So Gurudev used to focus more this on the positive, on fix your goal, try to develop your bhakti, try to follow the footsteps of the Brajavasis. But then Trivikram Maharaj used to say that, but if the bucket is full of holes, then no water will remain. It doesn't matter how much water you put in the bucket, the water will not remain in the bucket. So in this way, they used to have this contra, like Gurudev telling one thing, Trivikram Maharaj would say another thing. Afterwards, devotees, they used to think, what? Who is it right? Is it Narayan Maharaj right, or is it Trivikram Maharaj right? Then Srila Bhamana Goswami Maharaj, he used to give the final conclusion. It's always like that. In the last, Bhamana Maharaj, he used to give the final conclusion. So in this particular time, he told that both are right. Both are complementing each other, both are the different sides of one coin. In one way, if we do not focus in our goal, if we do not know where we want to go, then there is no guarantee that we will attain that destiny. We should not remain always on the same platform. We should try to develop our Krishna consciousness, as Narayan Maharaj is saying. But at the same way, if you are not also consciously giving up these anarthas, it doesn't matter how much endeavor you do, because, for example, Raghunath Das Goswami, he say, asadvartavesha vrjamati sarvasa harinihi. If you speak prajalpa, the prajalpa is like a prostitute which plunders the entire treasure of pure wisdom. So the whole day we did so much sadhana, and in the before you go to sleep, we speak very bad prajalpa, like this very bad mundane talk. Then what will happen? Everything will be plundered, and no progress will take place. So Gurudev also many times telling, you should give up anarthas. Of course, we don't have the power to completely give them up. We need the mercy of Guru. Gurudev used to say that bhakti will come and anarthas will go. First you take the medicine and then disease will go. But at the same time, one must be conscious. One should follow the proper diet. Otherwise, medicine, it will not work like this. So actually, they are complementing each other. And we can see there is another pastime when Gurudeva, he was going to speak Harikata, and Srila Trivikram Maharaj, he took the mic and he said, I'll speak first. And he said, Gurudev said, okay, you are my senior god brother, you can speak first. But he was speaking, and long time, and he did not give chance to Gurudev. And then it came to a point that Gurudev said, Maharaj, enough, I should speak something else. Say, okay, one minute more. And he's going on, and he's going on, speaking, like this. We can see also the video is there. He's singing the Maha Mantra, and now Gurudev is going to give his Harikata. And then he gives the mic to Gurudev. When Gurudev go to start the Mangalacharana, then he takes the mic back. And Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Very broken like voice, like Hare Rama, Hare Rama, like shouting. And I heard he used to be very expert kirtaniya when he was young. But later on, his renunciation took such a place that he would even give up the tune and melody, and he would sing very like broken voice, only giving full emphasis on the mood, but not on any external thing. So like this is very funny, this video. And he does this many times. And he gives the mic, and when Gurudev is going to start, then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he keeps doing like this. So in this way, during this time, he was not giving the mic, and it gone. Time went. And then time for Arati, Pujari blowing the conch, and Gurudev didn't speak. And that time Gurudev, he was already going to his worldwide tour and has many disciples. And the devotees are not fully aware of the relationship between this God-brother, I mean, the full glory. Even you can see videos of them, sometimes it seems really like they are really fighting. It's not like joke. Really, one gives strong argument, they ought to give another argument. It's like they really pinch into each other, like very strong. It looks like a real fight. But later, Gurudev always told that these are prema kalaha. Due to their prema, due to their intimacy, they could having these loving quarrels in front of everyone like that. So after devotees, they came to Trivikram Maharaj and they say, Maharaj, why are you not giving a chance to our Gurudev to speak Harikata? Our Gurudev is preaching everywhere. We all came to hear his Harikata. And then Trivikram Maharaj say, you cannot understand anything. You are like babies. The sevak of your Guru Maharaj, he came to me and told that, please, Maharaj, do something. Doctor told that Gurudev should not speak Harikata today. Due to some, sometimes Gurudev had something on the heart. Gurudev did heart operation. But if you understand deeply, what is this? This is all given in Gurudev's biography. There is no any mundane material cause for these things. Gurudev has experienced such high-class emotions that in the end of Gurudev's biography, these things are explained, that the doctors, they are not qualified in Braja Bhakti. They cannot understand the pure devotee. They say that they will give some external cause. Oh, this Vaishnava had a heart attack. Oh, this Vaishnava had a stroke. But due to the experience, very high class of spiritual emotion, these emotions are compared to be like an elephant. And their body is compared to be like a sugarcane field. So this spiritual emotion is going here and there and start devastating their body. Just like a bulb. When a bulb is exposed to a higher voltage, that bulb will explode. So this is actually what they are going through. Internally, they experience the highest bliss. Even if their body is collapsing, they don't want to... They don't care for these things. They don't care. They are in the spiritual world. They are completely above this, beyond this body and this mind. But then why is that, if their body is spiritual, why that spiritual emotion is too much for them to handle? The question may come. In one side, we see that prema cannot be held within this body. So how is that they are carrying prema from the beginning of their life? The answer is that their body is spiritual. But if someone is a sadhaka, gradually becoming sadhana siddha, before he had trained prema, Gurudev would say that he will become like transcendentally mad and he may give up this body. Prema cannot be held within this material body. But we see, if they have spiritual bodies, how is that this transcendental experience, these ecstatic symptoms, how is that it's causing, it is affecting their body? That is because they are performing a lila of being Raganuga sadhakas. This is all by the arrangement of Jogamaya. By arrangement of Jogamaya, they are making this, they are showing this example as if they are gradually progressing to these stages. And they are giving the perfect example, and they are showing within their lives what is going to happen with a sadhaka when he's going to further and further and higher stages of bhakti. So therefore, we were able to witness this in the last time of Gurudev Parikrama. Gurudev was showing so many ecstatic symptoms. His body was standing on, hair standing on end, tears falling from his eyes, foam coming from his mouth. He was doing Braj Parikrama very softly, speaking about Vrindavan, speaking about Govardhan. So if Gurudev does not perform this pastime, we would never have witnessed these things. So these are very deep things, very difficult to understand. Only by high-class association, we are able to understand these arrangements, which is ultimately made by Jogamaya herself. So in this way, Maharaj, he did not give a chance to Gurudev because he was caring for Gurudev's health. The Sevaka requests him so much. And then he told them, the Sevaka has requested me, therefore I have done this for the welfare of your Gurudev. One day he should take rest, because Gurudev never wanted to take rest. He always is speaking Harikata. Even if doctors saying, stop preaching, stop going all around the world, stop giving class, but Gurudev never cared for these things. He was preaching everywhere, helping all the jivas, and he never stopped speaking Harikata, even for one day. So for the welfare of Gurudev, Trivikrama Maharaj make this arrangement, so Gurudev will for one day take rest, and then again in the future he would speak even more and more and more. And when he told like this, everyone became silent. So there are so many things are coming, but I will just stop now. Just one thing I wanted to say, then I will stop. Their intimacy was so great. And that is an ideal, the perfect example, not only for our Sangha, but for all the Sanghas, all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas of the whole world. If you go in any Gaudiya Math, you ask about Gurudev, Trivikrama Maharaj, and Bhamana Maharaj, all of them, they know about them. They know their glories of these Mahabhagavats. They can even speaking about them like that. So we can see that in the time of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, all three of them, they disappear on the same day. So this shows some intimacy amongst them. We can see also in the time of Narottam Srinivas Shamananda, Srila Gurudev used to say that there is no any false pride. They would never think, these are my followers, these are my disciples. They used to say to their followers, you go to my God brothers, like you go to Narottam, you go to Srinivas. They used to say to their followers to go to each other, these three associates, take their association, take their blessings, hear their Harikata. There would be no such a thing, you are my disciple, you should remain with me. So we can see in the history of the Guru Varga, there is some show of some intimacy, great intimacy amongst like God brothers. But how it was shown in the life of Srila Gurudev and Srila Baman Maharaj and Srila Trivikram Maharaj is extremely rare to see. How many similarities are there? That they were the first, second, and third disciple of Param Gurudev. They have taken sannyas on the same day. They were like Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesh. They were like one Atma in three bodies. And not only that, they have taken shelter of each other titis to enter in the Nitya Leela. But not only that, all three of them, they left this world externally while residing on the holy dham. Not only that, all three samadhis are in Kaladweep. And not only that, we also know that all three of them, they are eternally residing in Sri Radha Kund. And all three of them, they have the same name, Vamana Narayan Trivikram. They took sannyas same time, same Gaur Purnima. And Vamana, he is Trivikram. Vamana Dev, he becomes Trivikram. So they are also Narayan Tattva. There is no difference between Vamana, Trivikram, and Narayan. So many similarities like this is very rare to see. Also, this sannyas name given to them, this is an indication of their swarup. So Param Gurudev, he knew exactly who they were. So they have given this sannyas name, which is an indication of their swarup. Not only indication of their swarup, but also indication of their spiritual service. If you read the Gurudev's biography, when Param Gurudev bring them to Sridhar Maharaj after taking sannyas, then he asked Gurudev, what is the meaning of the word Narayan? Is it the Narayan of Vaikuntha? Oh, Gurudev gave very sweet explanation that time. Gurudev explained. You have to read from that. Gurudev is explaining how this Narayan name is related to Braj. And not only related to Braj, it's related to Srimati Radhika. Therefore, Param Gurudev gave his name Narayan. Gurudev was always having the name Narayan. First he was Sriman Narayan, then Gaur Narayan, then Narayan Maharaj. And he also left in the month of Narayan. So this Narayan was very prominent in him. So this is related to Srimati Radhika. But if you read Gurudev's biography many, many times, then you will find that this name, through this name Narayan, it gives a very specific relationship which Srila Gurudev has to Srimati Radhika. What is the relation between Gurudev and Srimati Radhika? How Gurudev is a manifestation of one of the bodily features of Srimati Radhika, it's not very clearly mentioned, but if you read many, many times and you pray to Gurudev, then you will find that this thing is there. So many beautiful hints are given in that biography. I feel sorry if someone is not reading that biography. It's extremely beautiful. They give very deep revelations of the spiritual nature of Gurudev. Anyone who read that many, many times, they are bound to have that paramarthik shraddha to the lotus feet of our beloved Srila Gurudev. So, already takes so much time, I'll stop now. Vancha kulpita rubhyas shakripa sindhu devach patitanam pavani bivach. Tem volume para o Gudi. Nada ganta, tipo. Gracias.